The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. We're at 6:05 and now at 44 degrees. Your WJON weather I forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. Our news this hour brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Now that the spring semester at St. Cloud State University has ended, leaders will prepare for hard decisions on the future of the university. SCSU facing a $5 million budget deficit for fiscal year 2024 after a nearly $18 million deficit in fiscal year 2023. Administrators have prepared an action plan to balance the budget that includes focusing on the 90 strongest academic programs, cutting 13% of the administrative staff and cutting 13% or 57 faculty positions. Acting President Larry Lee says the plan is not finalized yet.
This is all a recommendation right now. The way our shared governance program works is we made a presentation to the faculty association and outlined what we felt were the best recommendations on behalf of the university. They now have an opportunity to get that data, prepare a response to that data, and tell us where they might agree or disagree or where they might make different recommendations.
The proposed cuts include 46 major programs and 50 minor programs. Students currently enrolled in these programs will have the opportunity to teach out their major, transfer to another similar major, or transfer away from the university. A list of the proposed cuts and more information on the plan available on this story on our website. Stearns Electric Association's broken ground on a brand new facility. They're replacing the current 54-year-old operations center and headquarters with an 89,000-square-foot building and a larger pole yard. The facility will be located just west of Stearns Electric's current headquarters along Interstate 94 in Melrose. The new facility will feature larger garages, an enhanced mechanic shop, meeting areas, and storage spaces. The projected cost for the project, $21.5 million, and is expected to be completed in late summer or early fall of next year. The Stearns Electric branch office in St. Joseph not affected by this project. Minnesota-based the Lindy Tackle, the first company to sign what is called the Loons and Lakes Legacy Pledge. John Mobeck of the National Loon Center in Cross Lake says Lindy is making a commitment to phase out lead fishing products.
So they're launching some of their newest tackle that is this non-toxic material. And then in the future, by 2027, they've made the commitment that their entire product line, all tackle that carries the Lindy name, will be lead-free.
Mobeck says removing lead from our lakes improves our water resources and protects loons and other birds from an unnecessary toxin. The Lindy Lead-Free Project line, our product line, has four styles of fishing jigs and 144 different variations. Some Sartell kids are going to get up and close and personal with hardworking trucks tomorrow. Oak Ridge Early Learning Center is holding its annual Big Truck Night from 5 till 6:30. Kids and family members of the school will get a chance to see some fire trucks, police cars, construction vehicles, snow plows, Xcel Energy trucks, the Coburn's Moo Cow. Oak Ridge principal Julia Berkey says they have extended the time to make the event more accessible for families.
We know families are busy and we know there's other activities going on at this time of year. So we extended the time from 5 to 6:30 so families can drop in, grab a hot dog, walk around, you know, climb in the vehicles. And then some families will stay the entire time. So it's just really flexible. It's all outdoors. So can definitely plan around other events if needed.
Berkey says they'll have a bounce house, a bubble machine, music, ice cream truck. She says the Big Truck Night is Oak Ridge's way to celebrate the end of the school year and interact with parents. Last year, over 600 people attended that event. Just in time for Mother's Day, the Foley High School greenhouse class will hold their greenhouse sale tomorrow and Friday. Organizers say there's a variety of plants available, from hanging baskets to tomatoes and peppers. The students have grown the plants as part of their classroom work, and the plant sale is an annual project. The sale on Thursday is from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And then on Friday, their hours are 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. or the plants are gone. The sale is at the Foley High School greenhouse, which is near the football field. WJON News Time's coming up on 6:10. We're at 44 right now. News this hour brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Your WJON weather I forecast is on the way next.
Morning.
First St. Cloud and for Fairhaven. It's going to be a sunny day today, 73 for a high, and northeast wind at 5 to 10. Tonight's skies become mainly cloudy. It's going to be 44 overnight and wind northeast at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, 62 for a high, and northeast wind at 10 to 15. The extended forecast on Friday, partly cloudy skies with 70 for a high, and west wind at 10 to 15. Over the weekend, Saturday, now they're saying partly cloudy skies and 70. Pretty nice weather to go fishing on Saturday. Not much of a walleye chop either. Wind northwest at 10 to 15 on Saturday. Pretty good day for fishing. WJON News Time now at 6:12 or at 44. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download our free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, today is National Coca-Cola Day. You're familiar with Coca-Cola, right?
I've heard of it, yes.
So here's some interesting facts about it. So it was invented by pharmacist John Pemberton in 1886. It was originally advertised as a brain tonic, which was designed to relieve headaches and exhaustion. It contained ingredients from the cola nut, including caffeine and also cocaine, but not as much as people might think. So the first Coke was red wine mixed with cocaine. Think about that. Some other interesting facts about it is that Coca-Cola had two components of the drink, cocaine, which was derived from the coca plant, and caffeine from the cola nut. The logo hasn't changed much since 1886, aside from a few tweaks to it. But they've pretty much stayed with the same thing.
That's cool.
So despite it being invented by John Pemberton, it was actually a businessman named Asa Griggs Candler who bought Coca-Cola and then brought it to the masses. So he marketed it aggressively and made millions of dollars.
Sure.
So of John Pemberton's earliest marketing efforts was to gift coupons for free samples of Coca-Cola to the Atlantic elite. When Candler took over, sampling was taken up a notch. By the 1890s, Coca-Cola was handed out complimentary tickets to redeem at soda fountains between 1886 in 1913, one in nine Americans received a free sample of Coca-Cola.
We always love, you know, free samples, right? Free coupons.
Yeah, we still do today. In 1915, owner Candler set up a competition to create a bottle design that would distinguish Coca-Cola from its competitors. The winner was the Root Glass Company based in Terre Haute, Indiana. The bottle's design was modeled after a coca bean, an ingredient incorrectly believed to be in Coca-Cola. This image, you can see that how it's kind of changed a little bit over time, but it's largely the same since when they decided to make that change and how things looked. Coca-Cola was the first Olympic sponsor. I don't know if they're sponsoring the Olympics anymore, but maybe they certainly did back then. Sure. It was hosted by Amsterdam in 1928 when they sponsored the Olympics back at that time. Coca-Cola invented the image of Santa Claus. Oh, they didn't invent the image of Santa Claus, but they certainly used Santa Claus to help sell Coca-Cola products.
I can think of those images, yeah.
Yeah, you can still see. I think they even put them on some of the cans, especially around Christmas time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although Pepsi is near as popular and at one time actually overtook Coca-Cola in the 80s, it was growing in the 1950s. Coca-Cola decided to diversify to remain relevant. It adopted king-size and family-size bottles alongside the original. Kind of a scary idea for lots of people, but certainly, it's kind of paid off.
Well, sure, yeah, they have liter bottles now, or lots of varieties of sizes. Sure.
And you're very familiar with the attempt to rebrand Coke,
New Coke,
in the 1980s. Yeah. New Coke, 1985. Astronauts aboard the space shuttle Challenger drank New Coke. Doesn't say whether or not they liked it or not. It's probably a little bit too sweet for them, which was pretty much most people's complaint.
Yeah.
that Pepsi was sweeter than Coke, so they countered with something sweeter than Pepsi, and Coca-Cola fans kind of pushed back on that one.
And
so
brought back classic Coke.
That's right.
Which is now just regular Coke again.
Yeah, just back to regular Coke again. Yeah. All right, what do you got coming up at 6:30?
St. Joseph's mayor calling it a career. We'll talk about that coming up at 6:30 this morning.
All right, Jim, thank you. 6:16 now, 44 degrees. Sports is next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.